Hello, today is Thursday, February 22nd. I'm Tracy Anderson, and thanks for joining me today. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for winter to be over. So, with that thought, let's see what things look like heading into the last week of February. We'll start, as usual, with beef. So, beef production is down last week to 608,000 head. Prior week was 622,000 head. I'm expecting this week will be well below 600,000. Packers are going to continue to lower the harvest to keep inventories tight and push up prices. I think next week is the buy opportunity as good as we will see for a while. The next move will be higher in the beef pricing, pretty much every item. I don't see this changing anytime soon, so I'd buy next week and plan for higher cost going into March. Okay, let's look at poultry, and chicken is the big winner, with beef being less than plentiful and expensive. Chicken pricing continues on the current trend, all moving up again next week. Wings, boneless skinless breasts, and tenders all continue their move higher. Egg sets are moving up as well, so producers are responding to the strong demand, planning for additional birds to process. On the avian flu report, only two new cases reported, affecting 21,000 turkeys. Now let's look at grains, and corn closed today at 403, heading toward breaking that below $4 barrier. The song remains the same, though. Lackluster exports, a huge 2023 crop, and we have corn at a bargain price. Soy's been bouncing up and down trying to find some support, but keeps pretty much treading water right now. I think the next move should be up, but I'm not sure what will spur that movement. So, as with corn, soy is a good buy. Wheat is moving lower again, a second week, as Russia continues dumping wheat on the market. Now let's look at pork, and bellies closed at 127, up from last week's 123. I know there are expectations bellies will be moving higher, and I do think that will happen, but just not yet. I would expect we have a little more time before the move higher starts in earnest. Butts are getting some increased support, and loins continue to be the best value in protein. Ribs could actually get pricey this summer, the first time in over a year. And finally, a quick look at dairy, and it was fairly quiet on the CME this week. Through Thursday, barrel is up 2, block is down 2, and butter is moving up 7. I do think we have some more upside to come, but I don't expect anything drastic, at least not right away. Okay, with that, I'm done. Thanks for listening, and let's do it again next week.